So, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to another episode of your favorite podcast. Your favorite. Who do we have? Standard Shark.
Kalachi.
I'm using the apology voice.
Okay. What's going on? I'm picking vibes in today, babe. You're right. You cool?
I am wonderful. I'm amazing. I'm blessed.
That's a good Oh, God. So.
I'm good, man. This light is so beautiful. I love it. You know? It's amazing.
It's just showing the melanin, isn't it? The melanin is popping.
The cream. The gleam. The dream.
You gotta moisturize. So.
Black don't crack. We moisturize. You
know, it's very important to the skin. You know. Talking about black.
Black.
There's a couple. I gotta talk about it.
Oh.
There's a couple called. Well, they were a couple. Nikki and Jamie.
Ex-couple.
They're an ex-couple now. Mm. Basically, they're with this couple. They were really big on YouTube.
Mm. Influencers.
From like 2012 onwards.
Oh,
massive.
Early.
Yeah, like massive. They did vlogs. Mm. You know, like people used to do vlogs about their life, about what they're doing, traveling. They had family in there, their parents, siblings, all of that stuff. They blew up.
Like your girl, what's her name? Is it Patricia?
Patricia Bright.
Yes.
Very similar. Mm. She's very into Nikki. She's very into beauty and fashion and her husband Jamie was like a photographer, so that's how they kind of started.
Oh, that's good.
And then started vlogging. They got married, had two kids.
Mm.
And yeah, they were just really lovely, like a really lovely couple. They lived in Australia, so, you know, they had the accents.
Yeah.
And her sister featured a lot in the vlogs as well. Her and her sister were really close. Mm. And her sister wanted to become a model.
Okay.
Like a super big time supermodel.
Yeah.
So, you know, she would go to auditions and things like that. And she managed to. She's like a big time supermodel now in America's. Yes. Big time supermodel now. Because of the back of the popularity of the show and things like that. So, they broke up after baby number two.
Tragedy.
It just, like, abruptly. It wasn't like, it just, they were just like, we're done.
Oh.
And everyone's like, what happened? Jesus. They didn't really put out a statement of, like, why. Obviously, okay. They didn't say why or anything.
Amicable.
They just said, we are going to separate and we're going to co-parent. We didn't hear nothing back from them. They kind of did their own separate things. I don't really see them much anymore. I think Jamie still does like YouTube and stuff.
Yeah.
With him and his kids, and he does like a father-daughter
situation
for his YouTube. And Nikki kind of just does more like Instagram every now and again, but you don't really hear from her. So, and I think she does a couple of YouTube stuff as well every now and again, like day in the life with the kids or whatever.
Mm.
So no one was really checking for them as much as they were before.
Yeah.
But then two Tuesdays later, I saw something, and Jamie had done like a whole hour long video about why they broke up. And I was like, why are we talking about this? How many years later? Like, what's going on? It's been like 4 or 5 years. What's going
on? Lying.
Why are we talking about this now?
4 or 5 years?
Yeah, 4 or 5 years.
He held it for that long.
He held it.
With
I was
NDA?
Like, something must have happened.
An NDA must have expired.
But the thing was, like, when they first broke up, everyone was like, oh, Jamie must have done something. They blamed the man, you know, cheated or whatever, this, that, the other.
Yeah.
He never said nothing. He kept quiet. So 4 or 5 years later, he's decided that he's going to speak his truth. And the truth was juicy. It was truthing. I'm sorry. I can't even comprehend how he held it for 4 or 5 years. Because he basically said, in the first year of their marriage, he found out that she was sending inappropriate messages to her ex-boyfriend. He couldn't see her responses, but he could see what the boyfriend was saying. And it was just like, I love you. You need to leave him. You know, let's be together. All of this kind of stuff. Because he said, you know, back in the day, Facebook would ping you every time someone send a message.
Yes, yes.
It would ping, ping, ping. And it would show you. But she had deleted all her responses. So he couldn't see
what she said.
He could only see what the guy said. And so for him to be able to be saying these things, obviously you're saying something back, isn't it? So he said it nearly broke them in the first year of marriage. He said throughout the marriage, throughout the relationship, allegedly, we should say allegedly because we don't know if it's true, he was physically abused by her.
What do you mean?
Physically, like, pat, beat her. She beat him. She beat him, sorry.
With her woman's strength on him.
With her woman's strength on him. He had a video, he had like a recording of them having a conversation, and he was saying to her, why are you trying to stop me from finding out where the kids go to school?
Okay, they moved to school.
Yeah. And she was like, because I don't trust you. And he said, you don't trust me,
but
you're the one in the relationship that's been physically abusive. And this is her. She said, that's not the point. I said, what? She did not say
That's not true.
Stop chatting
why
shit.
Why are you lying on me?
She said, that's not the point. I said, okay.
They said, we ain't talking about that.
We ain't talking about that right now. I was like, oh my God.
She gangster.
She's serious. Like, she be putting her poles on this man. She pin poles on him. So, yeah, he had some evidence. He recorded their conversations. He videoed her. He had some kind of restraining order or some kind of petition to say, keep away from me. Now, for you to be getting that, they don't just hand those out willy-nilly.
No.
There needs to be reasons.
There needs to be paper trail. There needs evidence to see.
Yes. So, therefore, something is going on. But I was just like, no way. And all this time, people were saying it was Jamie, bruv.
And he just held it.
And he just held it and he just kept it pushing. But I was thinking, what happened that he decided that enough is enough? People must know the truth. But then he showed a video of, I think she'd come to pick up the kids. And she was just really erratic. She was like, this is what you wanted and all this kind of stuff. And he was like, you need to leave the house. You need to leave the house. You need to leave the house. Get out the house. You need to. That's literally all he kept saying. She was in his mum's face. This is what you, this, look what you've done. All this kind of stuff. She pushed the camera. I was like, with the child in her hand, I was like, oh my gosh, this is a little bit Maury for me. It's a bit Maury. So yeah, it was really crazy to watch because this is not the person that we saw in vlogs. She speaks like she's very softly spoken.
Nothing more important than the universe.
Yeah, exactly. Literally. Oh my God, guys. Welcome back to our channel. It was very soft. The person that was in the video, she was like, fuck you, motherfucker.
Deception. The deception. They could be lying though, bro.
The chameleons out here, bro. She was just real softly. Oh my God, my children are so amazing.
That voice, isn't it? What's that shit? The stuff they do when they go.
The ASMR. I can't with that. I just, hey.
That's what that is.
They can't be making noises with the microphone. Touching the brush.
Yes, like.
I'm like, what the hell is this? But yeah, so truth is truthing. He was recording her. He was gathering his evidence.
See, I'm trying to understand. What's the straw that broke the camel's back? Because my guy had been dipped for 4 years. What would he... she have done that has led him to finally...
Maybe it's the petition of...
He was signed the NDA, it was valid for 3 years. 3 years, you can't sort nothing about me for three... A competitor, you can't speak... And it's a competition for 3 years.
We can't talk about it for 3 years. No, I think maybe the... I think the situation with her being in the house was quite recent. where he filmed her.
That was the last.
Maybe that was
like you lot, pushing it. I left and you're still trying to control
me.
Causing
issues in my life. It must be quite hard to co-parent with someone that is making it difficult for you to actually see your children. You know, to say, oh, you don't need to know where the kids go to school because I don't trust you, is wild.
Because there's such a, it's such a big thing, isn't it? Because, you know, there's parents or dads that really want to be in their kids' lives and try so much. But the mums or the other person just makes it so difficult.
Because they're hurt.
You know, and they
for whatever reason.
They might be even the reason why.
They probably are the reason why.
He left.
But then, you know that we always say that saying is like, hurt people hurt people.
Oh.
And they can't see through the hurt what they've done. They just think that person is wrong. Mm. They don't take any accountability for what they are doing.
No.
They just look at what that person did in reaction to what you did. You know, in response to your shady behavior. You know.
Because it's very, I think, because people, it's very painful to reflect inwards.
Yes.
So people just project. It's rather to just blame someone else than to blame myself.
Yeah.
Because you've got to go say, what, if you relook at, what was my role in this? What did I play in?
No one ever asked that question.
I'm the co-star in this movie, fam.
No one ever asked. When everybody's you're the main character, bro. Yeah. You are the main character in this show. And you decided that you're now a co-star.
You know, I'm an extra.
Or extra.
An extra, bro. Not even a...
You know, how does that work?
Yeah.
Yeah? The show is called Jamie and Nikki.
Yes.
Which means you are cool. Together.
Who's Jamie, him or her?
Him.
So, that's mad.
Yeah. So it was just wild to see. I was just like, what is this? Because this ain't the person that we see. What are you talking about?
This ain't the person
that we see.
She don't
swear. She ain't gangster. What is going on?
Hey, in real life, she a whole thug.
She a whole thug, man. She said, that ain't the point, is what she said. I was like, wow. She didn't even acknowledge that she put poles on him.
No. She's like, don't watch that. Yeah? Don't watch that, man. Right now.
Now we're chatting about the fact that I don't trust you. So.
That's deep.
I hope that. I felt bad for him because I was just like, this is obviously ongoing. And allegedly he said that he feels like that the situation has become very pressured. So I feel like he's going to need some help. I hope he's got a good support system.
Yay.
I hope his parents are quite a little bit older. So I hope they're not too stressed about it as well. Because that's the last thing you want is
for
like
your child to be stressed.
Yeah. Yeah. And this is why it's so hard when you see things like this and you think about people choosing the right partner. And I know, like, people are like, well, you don't know how people are going to be once they get married or things like that. People change, don't they? They change when they get married. They're like, okay, well, I'm married now, so that's it. I don't need to bother trying anymore, which is not the case. You always have to keep continuously working on your relationship. It's not a thing where you just get married and that's it. Because you ain't going to last if that's the case. But, you know, people don't really think about after the wedding. It's kind of like, oh, we got married now. We're going to buy a house. We're going to get kids. That's it.
People overlook the little handkerchief situation, fam. It's a little red little handkerchief. Yeah. That's what they look at. They're like, that's small. That's nothing.
But putting your paws on someone.
That doesn't just start.
It's a violation,
bro. That doesn't just start.
That didn't just start. It's a violation.
It starts with words. It starts with throwing a little...
She said to him, you ain't shit and you ain't never going to be shit. Those were her words.
Yeah, that's
But
personal.
Then it's like, you married him, so what the fuck are you talking about? He was something then, wasn't he?
She's hurt.
Yeah.
She's really
big time.
So she's just
projecting. To say that, you look dumb because you married this man. You stayed with him for many, many years. He was something then. He was something to you then.
People that need love go about it in the most unloving fashion.
Oh, it's evil. I don't get it. If you love someone and you're saying these things to them, What makes you think they're going to be like, oh my God.
Let me stop. Let me go back.
Yeah. Let me be with you. I made such the wrong decision. Because you are so lovely when you're telling me I ain't shit. I ain't never going to be shit.
No way, the human mind.
It's not reverse psychology out here, bruv. What the fuck? When you say these kind of things, you're just letting me know that I made the right decision.
You said it with your chest.
You can't take words back.
Yeah, like, you can't take words back. You know, and how I react to the words you say.
Is how I react to the words you say. Okay, like that's it.
Say it with your chest.
Say it with your chest.
When people tell me what, you believe them, man. They say it, you see it.
You see it, you say it. That's it.
We believe it.
That's it. So, yeah, she was saying some wild things to him. And it's brave of him to actually say, this is what really happened to me. This is what is happening to me, allegedly. This is what's happening to me. And to just make people aware that this can happen to men. This can...
Absolutely.
You know.
There is plenty of the men that get beaten up by their wives, but they will never speak. You know,
they get a clap around the face, get a box in the face, broken nose, all sorts.
You know, not like the hand pull you gave me the other day while I was sleeping. You know what I mean?
Don't let people out here think that I'm beating you, babes.
So I'll tell them what happened.
You better clarify that.
Let me clarify, yeah. Man was sleeping, yeah. Man was enjoying their sleep, but I was like, sleeping quietly. She didn't even know I was there, bro. You know what I mean? So she says she was trying to see where my face was. I don't know why.
Because he was breathing on
she
me.
She needed my face at 3 a.m.
He was breathing on me.
You know, so it's another thing. Okay, oh, so all I felt was a hand just on my face like this. I mush, bro. In my sleep, yeah. And I was like, but I didn't even say anything because I thought, oh, maybe I need to turn around because I'm snoring. So I just turned around. And then I woke up the next day. I was like, hey, yo, why did you just mush me in the... Did you have a bad dream or something? Did I cheat you in your dreams? What happened? She was like, oh, you found that, didn't you? I said, yes, I felt that, buddy. You shook the whole bed, bro.
So dramatic. You're so dramatic. I shook the whole bed. Wow. In my,
that's how it felt. You know, when you're asleep, you're like, yo, what is this?
I was just trying to see where your face was because you were breathing on my neck. You know, and I was like, what the hell?
See, when you were dating, bro, people are like, breathe on me, no, darling.
It's cold. I said, there's a breeze. Why is there a breeze?
That's hilarious. Yes. Anyway.
Thank you for clarifying that before they start thinking that I put my poles on you. You know.
We know you ain't a gangster, bro. We know you be at Hades. You know, you know, chihuahuaing out here.
I'm chihuahuaing out here, bro. Right. Full chihuahua. They ain't gonna do nothing. They're gonna run away.
They're gonna run away, bro. Once they get that.
Oh, so yeah, I was just really
taken back
by it. I was just like, this ain't real.
Yeah,
it's just. It's not who we
thought they were.
Who, yeah, at all. Like it was just shocking. The recording was shocking. I was like, "What?
Yeah,
is happening?"
Mm.
But like you said, when hurt people are hurting, they hurt. They just project the hurt out. They say all sorts of things to get to you to like penetrate. Pain on you
even more, yeah. And they think it's gonna help them, but it doesn't.
He's not gonna be like, oh my god, I should have stayed with this girl, she's so amazing. He's literally thinking, oh my god, I'm so glad I ran away.
I made a great decision
now. I'm out of this, you know. So yeah, it was just sad to see like another couple
go through it
and fall down and
not get the help before he got there, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think you can only get help if you believe you need help.
That's what I mean. So, they thought they were perfect.
She probably doesn't think that she's a problem. That she has.
Accountability.
Yeah. Because I think he probably was the one that wanted to get divorced.
Mm.
And so she's upset. Maybe. Yeah. She's upset that he's left.
Mm. Rather than
thinking, why is he left?
Because you pushed him away.
Yeah. Why is he left? So she's probably feeling quite abandoned, and that's why she feels hurt. So it's sad. It's a sad one. But I just wanted to talk about that because it's just another dynamic of relationships where you think when people separate and they're just going to co-parent and work on looking after their children and trying to find balance in that, but then things from the past start to come up and truths start to be told and skeletons come out of the closet and it becomes quite messy and vindictive and, quite mean. And their children are the ones that are going to have to deal with that when they're older and see all this stuff because it's all on the internet. So, quite crazy. Sad. But yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. I hope you found some redeeming aspects, just understanding that the way you treat people matters, you can't just think because maybe you are the breadwinner or you're the other person that's doing something, you're superior in the relationship because everybody's feelings matter. There needs to be understand the other person, where they're coming from. What is my role in this? Am I listening to this person? Am I being heard? Are they being heard? Do they feel like they're being heard? Because if you intend to coexist and live together in something and build something together, there's going to be a compromise that somebody has to give, somebody has to take.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a balancing act.
Yeah.
But you both need to be willing to juggle them things there,
And someday someone's going to take, someone's going to give. The next day someone's going to give, someone's going to take. It's always different on each day.
Every single day.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
yes. Yeah, so, if you don't know about Jamie Nikki, now you know.
Now you do.
Now you know the tea.
Yeah.
But if you did watch them back in the day, what's your thoughts on the situation? Comment and let us know what you think about the drama that has evolved and show that he's kind of presented to the world as to how him and his wife have kind of, gone their separate ways. So let us know in the comments. Make sure you like, subscribe, and tell all your friends because, it's very important. Very important indeed. And we'll see you next week for another episode on Husband and Life.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Husband and Life.